The opening ceremony of the Paris 2024 Olympic Games transformed the Seine into a breathtaking stage, celebrating the diversity and cultural richness of France. The highlight of the evening was Celine Dion, who, despite her illness, moved the world by performing L'Hymne à l'Amour from the Eiffel Tower. "It is an honor for me to represent my native country, Canada, and my adopted country, France, at this historic ceremony," declared the singer, marking her return to the stage after a four-year hiatus. Over a six-kilometer route, from the Pont d'Austerlitz to the Pont d'Iéna, the City of Light turned into a monumental stage, blending art, culture, and sport in a dazzling spectacle. Under the visionary artistic direction of Thomas Jolly, the ceremony began at 7:30 p.m., captivating audiences worldwide for 4 hours. Designed as a giant puzzle, the show unfolded in 12 striking tableaus, each celebrating a unique aspect of the French soul. Lady Gaga, dressed in a black bustier and pink feather Dior, opened the musical segment with a performance of Mon Truc and Plumes. She was followed by Aya Nakamura, the most listened to francophone singer globally, who delivered a medley of her hits Pookie and Dja Dja, as well as a cover of Charles Aznavour's For Me Formidable. The parade of athletes, which opened the ceremony, was a highlight of the evening. Between 6,000 and 7,000 athletes sailed on the Seine aboard 160 boats, offering a unique spectacle and allowing a record number of spectators, 326,000, many of whom were on the free-access upper quays, to partake in this celebration of the Olympic spirit. The choreography, crafted by Maude Lou Playdeck and Nicholas Hutchard, involved more than 3,000 dancers, creating moving tableaus along the Seine's banks. The soundtrack, orchestrated by Victor Lumain, seamlessly blended classical and contemporary elements, offering a unique urban symphony. The ceremony also had its share of surprises, such as the unexpected appearance of Zinedine Zidane in the role of James Bond, adding a touch of humor and glamour to the event. The elevation of the Olympic cauldron into the air created a stunning visual, symbolizing the aspiration and excellence inherent in the Olympic spirit. Photo credit, Pool/Olympic Broadcasting Services/AFP. 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 Technical innovation was at the forefront, with the broadcast ensured by over 100 camera systems, including 8 drones, providing spectacular views of Paris and the ceremony. This technical feat allowed viewers around the world to fully immerse themselves in the Parisian atmosphere and experience the event as if they were there. French history and culture were celebrated in various forms. Notre Dame Cathedral was the focus of a choreographed sequence on its scaffolding, paying tribute to the trades involved in its reconstruction. References to the French Revolution and Victor Hugo's works were interspersed throughout the show, as were iconic clichés like the French can-can and croissants. The show blended classical arts and popular culture, featuring Étoiles dancers Guillaume Diop and Germain Louvet, but also the Minions in a submarine. The metal band Gojira teamed up with opera singer Marina Viotti for a surprising rendition of Ah! Caira, with a beheaded Marie Antoinette. Important women in French history were honored, from Olympe de Gouges to Simone Veil and Gisèle Halimi, with 10 statues emerging from the Seine. The pinnacle of the evening was the appearance of Celine Dion, who suffers from stiff person syndrome, SPS, and had been absent from the stage since 2020. She performed L'Hymne à l'Amour by Edith Piaf from the first floor of the Eiffel Tower, providing an intensely emotional moment. This was her second participation in an Olympic opening ceremony, after Atlanta in 1996. Despite the pouring rain, about 320,000 spectators were present, while 1 billion viewers watched the event worldwide. With AFP.